Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Are you ready to create a joyful life? You came here to make a difference in the world, and you can do it. We can show you how. Move beyond the basics of health and wealth and into a life of lasting joy with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Listen in as Lynn and her inspiring guests talk about what really matters in life and be who your soul wants you to be.
Hi, friends. Welcome. Welcome to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. I'm Lynn McGonigal, your host. You're listening to a Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast, and we're at 1510 AM, NBC Sports Radio Boston. 1510 AM plays our show every second Sunday at 6 p.m., second Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern. And you can tune into our show on our station, Dream Vision 7 Radio, every week on Thursday and Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern and 5 a.m. Eastern for our European friends. To learn more and for a full station schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Friends, we're all spiritual beings having a human experience. Our souls have a plan for our lives before we're born. Then we're born, and it's harder than we thought it was going to be. Our lives get off track almost always, and that's fine. It's okay, as long as they don't get too far off track. And so the purpose of our work here is to help you get unstuck and move forward in your own individual life plan, the plan that your soul has put together for your life. And we find through the angelically guided energy healing work that we teach that as people come back into alignment with their soul's plan for the life that they're living, disharmonies and diseases heal. So friends, we're here today with a scientist, Dr. Sandra Barrett, who's the author of The Secrets of Your Cells. And we're talking about how soul plans reveal themselves in the cells of our bodies, or perhaps how truth reveals itself in the cells of our bodies. Let me tell you a little bit about Sandra, and then we'll let her tell you a little bit about herself. Sandra Barrett is a PhD, and she earned her degree in biochemistry from the University of Illinois Medical School. She completed postdoctoral training in immunology and hematology at the University of California Medical School, and she teaches and lectures about the science and practice of mind-body medicine. She's also an award-winning photographer, which I think is cool, and author of Wine's Hidden Beauty, and she lives in California. Her website is sandrabarrett.com, and we'll spell that for you as we come to the end of this first segment. Welcome, Sandra. It's really great to have you with us today.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Lynn. It's great to be here.
Morning in California.
Yes, that's true.
And it's afternoon in Florida where I am, and in Boston where our listeners are. Or, well, some of our listeners. Where our
so it's a good day wherever you are.
That's true. Or even a good evening, because in Europe it's headed toward evening. So, Sandra, in your new book, Secrets of Your Cells, you explore our body cells from three perspectives. You're looking at them scientifically, practically, and also from the sacred. And so this, of course, gives rise to the question of what's a nice scientist like you doing in the weird realm of energy medicine?
That could be a whole show, but I'll keep it short. What got me into moving away from science was first through the microscope. Seeing living cells under the microscope made me a believer in something greater than biology. And also, I started doing slideshows for kids with cancer to see what their cells look like, their healthy cells, their cancer cells, as well as what molecules look like. And I got very close with one little 5-year-old boy with leukemia. And when it looked like he was getting ready to die, which is not what I obviously wanted, I thought, quote, I could cure his disease with alternative perspectives. I called up a psychologist who'd been coming to UC, University of California, to work with a few of us who were spending time with kids doing alternative perspectives, imagery and puppet therapy and my slideshow therapy, if you will. And I called up Tom Pinkson, who started Hospice of Marin here in California, and I said, what do I do? Right. Looks like this little boy is going to die, and I just don't know how to deal with it. And he said, you don't deal, you feel. Yeah. And that's not what I wanted to do, because I thought I would fall apart. Nobody in my family had died, and I considered Alvaro as one of my own kids. Right. So I went to Tom's office to deal with some of the emotional stuff that was going on around life and death. And as soon as I walked into his office, I saw he was not a classical clinical psychologist. He had me sit on the floor, and he lit sage, and he smudged me to clear the energy. And all around his room, he had drums and Huichol paintings and all kinds of paraphernalia, if you will, from indigenous peoples. And I discovered that he was, in fact, a shaman. Mm-hmm. And that's what really shifted me, besides getting my own illness and knowing I needed to deal with what healing was about. All the traditions other than Western medicine said it's energy. Mm-hmm. So the combination of working with Tom for decades, really, taking an apprenticeship in shamanism and looking at what was healing energy, you know, just learning Qigong, Eastern practice, took me into this whole other realm that we're more than our cells and our molecules.
Absolutely, and this is exactly what we teach here at the Lightworkers Healing Method. I'm 23 years into this journey myself, and my teachers have all of them been missing their bodies. My training has been wholly in the higher dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
But when we began 23 years ago, and it came out, what, you know, eventually 5 years later, I started saying, what should I call this? And they said, well, you could start by calling it neo-shamanism.
Mm-hmm.
Neo having to do with breaking through the astral planes and making connection into the higher dimensions, so that it takes shamanic, the foundations that have been laid in our planet by this 40,000-year-old tradition of shamanism, and takes it into the next level of being. So, Sandra, I really was fascinated by a comment that you made in page 42 of your book, that cells express the soul plan, and you worded it as a special purpose for being here, which is just another way of saying the same thing. And then you went on several pages later to talk about how cells speak the truth and how suppressing the truth hurts us, and I noticed this in my own teaching work, is that it's so hard for people to get in touch with what's actually true. So can you talk about this? How do cells speak their truth?
Well, if we look at some of the fascinating research on truth-telling, some of the first work that really brought some practical information to people, as far as I'm concerned, came from James Pennebaker, a psychologist in Texas. And Pennebaker had been invited to Washington to teach people who gave lie detector tests what the physiology underlying a lie detector test. So basically,
like galvanic skin response?
Like galvanic skin response, the voice changes, mm-hmm. The muscles become more tense, mm-hmm. Eye vision changes.
Yeah,
so he was basically.
Vision changes are huge.
Physical changes are huge.
Yeah.
And so he taught them that, you know, just so they could understand what they were doing. And they said, and the reality is when people are telling a lie, that they show all these different kinds of physiologic responses. What he didn't know, and what these people who delivered the lie detector test said, there's a surprise that happens when people confess the truth.
Right.
And the surprise was, now they show signs of relaxation. Yeah. They don't show any signs of lying.
Right.
And they didn't understand at all, neither did Pennebaker, why, when now that they've confessed to a crime, why would their physiology show that they were relaxed when they probably are going to court and going to jail? Their life was really, you know, going to go downhill. And as Pennebaker had no explanation for it, but he went back to his psych students at the University of Texas and started to design different kinds of experiments to show what goes on when we're holding on to a lie and what goes on physiologically when we let go of that lie. And he had people basically write something they'd never told anybody, what kind of trauma they had experienced, were they living a lie in their own mind? And when they're writing it down, nobody had to see it, so it was just a release, if you will. And what he showed, which to me is really phenomenal research, that people, he had designed the experiment so that over years, that people who wrote for 4 days only, for 15 to 20 minutes only, their thoughts and feelings about this experience of what they were hiding from themselves or other people. And what he showed in the bigger picture, their immune systems worked better. They might have been initially more stressed as they were writing, but over the 6 months that they were followed, the stress was significantly diminished and their health improved. And then he did this work with different categories of people, students, Holocaust survivors, people with asthma and rheumatoid arthritis, immune disorders, pain disorders, and he, one of the most exciting results, you know, one thing is to hear the story, and another is to have tangible results. So he showed with people with asthma that their lung function improved, and people with rheumatoid arthritis, their pain diminished, lasted at least 6 months, because that's how long he followed them, lasted at least 6 months for the 4 days of writing. Yeah. And so what his conclusion was, and mine in terms of now interpreting it from the cells are no longer having to hold on to the stressful situation of lying.
Yes.
When we're holding something back from other people, whether it's our shame or our lack of forgiveness, that's a stress response.
Yes.
And expressing it softens the cells. It gives them the permission, if you will, the chemical permission to produce more chemicals that are going to heal the cells and put them in another state of energy, if you will, another state of being. Just by, you know, it's something easy for your listeners to think about, you know, what's my biggest stress today or what's holding me back. Write thoughts and feelings, not just the story around it, but write thoughts and feelings. Make the commitment for 4 days for 15 to 20 minutes, and they may discover their energy really does shift.
Yeah, journaling is a very helpful and useful skill, and part of what, you know, in order to teach angelically guided energy healing, which is what I do, in the very first weekend class, the very entry-level class, we have to tell people, teach people, help people learn how to sense subtle energy, because until we can perceive subtle energy, it's hard to be effective working in that realm, right? So when I teach this, how to sense subtle energy, part of the exercise is now how do we discern truth from untruth? Because in working with our clients, this is an important skill. In working with the guides, it's an important skill. If we can just hear them say yes and no, we can run a healing session and really we can run our lives. We can live our lives with clear discernment of yes and no from our guides. But it's fascinating to me how many people had real troubles learning this. And so I've been teaching this skill for 6 years now, and I've been paying attention. And I've also noticed what happens with people's soul energies, their higher soul energies, because I can see energy, you see, and so I can watch the souls descending closer into the body and rising farther away from them, coming down closer and then going, oh, running away. And I'm watching that, and I'm fascinated by that. So I watch it in the classes. I'm thinking, what's going on here? And then I recognize the patterns. There's correlation. When people are telling lies, or when they're even around somebody who's telling lies, the higher souls skedaddle. They don't like lies. And so if a person, let's say a person, and this is no disrespect to anybody, because there are beautiful people everywhere, but there are certain places where people are just fibbing all the time, cocktail parties, hair salons, you know, people are just telling their story. They're not making an attempt to connect with truth. Whereas in a meditation class, people are making an attempt, you see? And so I watch how the souls run away from lies, and I realize being around lies disconnects us from our higher souls. Telling someone the truth and being treated with suspicion is like a lie turned the other way. But the worst lies are the ones we tell ourselves. The denial, the higher souls run from that, because it's like, if you can't even tell yourself the truth, how are we going to make any progress? So then I was fascinated in your book where you say suppressing the truth hurts us. And now, how can we get to this point where we can look at our bodies and realize I'm lying to myself here?
Well, one of the easy things, for me, my guides are myself. And it took me a long time to really be able to listen to my body first. And, you know, I think one of the first places for people to, you know, how are they telling themselves a lie is to really go into that quiet place, that meditation, and just take some moments to listen. Are there places where I'm really feeling tight? What's going on? Am I, you know, it's like right now I can feel my shoulders being tight.
Right, but in the cells, Sandra, that your book was about the cells. Can we get into that?
Well, the cells are our body.
Well, I know that.
Yeah, how they know we're telling a lie is what's going on in our mind that feeds them with...
Right, the cells know, but how do they express it? What do they do? Do their margins stiffen up? What happens?
Well, how they express it is physical tightness, is physical tension, is
the level of the tissue, right? So now at the cellular level.
Well, what makes up the tissue?
Right. So that is it, the margins of the cells that are getting stiff. What stiffens?
Is first the underlying fabric in the cell.
The cytoplasm?
The cytoskeleton.
So if we think the
cytoplasm, when we learned about it way back when, it looked like gelatin.
Right.
And in fact, what scientists have learned is that there's basically like muscle in the tissue, in the gelatin.
Yeah.
It's strings and struts and fibers. And those fibers, or this also called the cytoskeleton, tighten up. And when they tighten up, they influence the expression of our genes, and they also influence then the activity of the cell.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, we can feel our muscles tighten up. We may not be so aware that, you know, we tend to think of the big organ systems, but the big organ systems are made up of tiny cells, trillions of cells that can tighten up in different areas of our body. And if they become more rigid, it's a little different than tightening up, then they become more disorganized in what they're able to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And I noticed that this expresses psychologically, too. When people get really rigid in their thinking, they're trying to hold on to a denial pattern. I've watched it happen. When someone's really holding tightly to denial, they get very sure that they're right, you know? And they it's sad, but it's true. And so this rigidity seems to be part of the pattern, and it's fascinating to me that it happens cellularly, too.
Well, it's interesting. From a cellular perspective, the more immature the cell is, the more rigid it is.
Oh, I want to talk about this, but unfortunately we're going to have to break in just a minute.
Okay.
So hold this thought. Hold this thought. So, friends, in just about a minute we're going to a break. You're listening to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. I'm your host, Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, and I'm here today with our guest, Dr. Sandra Barrett. You can find out about Sandra at sandrabarrett.com. That's SONDRABARRETT.com. And friends, you can, of course, find out about the Lightworkers Healing Method at lightworkersmethod.com. Friends, you can be who your soul wants you to be. You can do it. We can do it. So in just a few minutes, friends, we'll be back for more with Dr. Sandra Barrett. Take a deep breath in and out, and let your cells relax, let your body relax, let your mind relax, and let your soul relax.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough?
Welcome to In Spirit with Maria Halverson. I'm Maria Halverson, your host. In Spirit comes to you every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. to bring you stories that will inspire you to open your hearts and minds to the afterlife. In Spirit is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Join us every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join us on Creating a Spirited Life with Janet Kesenick the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. We'll explore the day-to-day moments that puzzle, enlighten, and bring us into deeper connection with our best selves. Find meaning, purpose, and humor while creating a spirited life. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Tune in every first Sunday at 6 p.m. for Maximum Success, the Coach Bruce Show. You'll learn success strategies to take your game to the next level from performance consultant John Brubaker. Maximum Success explores why winners win and teaches you the keys to peak performance. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Join us the third Sunday of each month at 7 p.m. for The Door is Open, Walk Right In, for fascinating discussion topics from Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, to psychology and tarot, to hypnosis, to strength-based recovery. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love.
Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast here at 1510 AM, NBC Sports Radio, Boston. I'm Lynn McGonigal, host of Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be and the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, with its purpose of helping people live their life's mission. And we're here today with Dr. Sandra Barrett, author of The Secrets of Yourselves. And right before the break, Sandra made this fascinating comment about how immature cells stiffen more. Did I get that right, Sandra?
Well, how immature cells are more stiff. The less mature, the more rigid they are. And as a cell becomes mature, it becomes more flexible and fluid.
Oh, that's really fascinating. And it fits from the spiritual perspective with as souls mature, they too become more flexible. They let go of the rigidity of thinking that traps us when we're earlier in our development. So talk more about this. This is just so cool.
Well, it's interesting. Some of the work in cancer research has shown that, in fact, because we're always trying to figure out what makes someone get cancer, what causes the genes to change, and the scientists have shown that if you grow cells on a rigid environment, they've got like a rigid mattress, if you will, that the cells become very disorganized. They lose their ability to hold their truth, if you will.
Right.
And if you put them on a soft mattress or like a gel, then the cells are able to organize themselves. So it's not just what the cells are in terms of being rigid or fluid and flexible. It's what the environment that they're put on influences how they develop, which to me is totally mind-blowing. It's like, oh, okay, are we living in a rigid society, and is that why we're having more of these kinds of illnesses? Not to put blame,
yeah,
but just to look at what's the energetics.
This is fascinating, because to me, we're in a free will universe, and sentient beings, people are sentient beings, but also animals and plants, they desire self-determination above everything. They want to be free to choose, because they are at the soul level free to choose, and everybody knows this inside of themselves, and nobody responds well to being told what to do. People shut down.
But they may, you know, I think in our culture, it's hard to, one, find out what you're supposed to do. And even if you know it, people have, you know, to deal with paying their bills, living in families that may be dysfunctional or functional. Your work is, how do we clear the way? People need to want to clear the way. And what do you do when they can't find that way of expressing who they are?
Right. And what I notice is that when people can't find their way, life will give them more powerful motivation. And how that often looks is, unfortunately, they lose their job, their spouse leaves them, they're in a car accident, they get sick, a loved one dies, you know, something bad, quote-unquote, happens, a wake-up call happens. So I wanted to talk about autoimmune disorders, because you touch on that in your book, and I notice, because I teach a spiritual growth support system, spiritual seekers come to my classes. Wonderful people come to my classes. They're searching, you see, and many of them have autoimmune disorders. Isn't that interesting?
They're searching for their true self.
Go on.
Well, you know, I carry two perspectives. One is the scientist skeptic, and the other is the spiritual seeker. So I know from the science perspective a lot about autoimmune diseases. In fact, last night I did a book event, and that was one of the topics that came up, too, because there were people, a number of people who had autoimmune diseases. So from the biology for autoimmune diseases, we know that there's a genetic predisposition. If someone in your family has an autoimmune disease, is a hyperactive immune system, recognizing part of the self as foreign, if you will, or as dangerous. So the immune cells have lost their ability to recognize and discriminate between self and not self. All of a sudden, the self has become dangerous, and that's a whole other long kind of description of, well, what made that happen? So we have that part of the biology that the immune system is now recognizing self. Part of the self is not self. The reality is more women, 75% of autoimmune diseases are women. What we know about the sex hormones, estrogen is an immune stimulant. So it would hyperactivate the immune system. It can also turn it down. So what we do see in women, usually when they go through puberty and having children, that's when we see more autoimmune diseases recognized. So that's the biology.
Well, that's how biology is currently understood. But, Sandra, you and I both know that theories change and, as a matter of fact, fluctuate wildly over a long enough period of time in the scientific community. So that's the story today. So now, looking at this from the perspective of spirit, I know, I watch these souls come in and come out. You see, I'm watching them all the time. And I watch people who are really resisting their life plan because they're looking for an easier way. You see, they think, well, that can't be what I'm supposed to do with my life. That's scary and hard. I'll try an easier way. And the higher soul just withdraws, and therefore the self is gone, you see? And then the body turns on itself because the soul is vacating. The soul isn't there. How have I lost myself? I've lost my soul. How have I lost? Not the whole entirety, obviously, or the body would die, but enough of the soul essence is out that the body starts chewing away on itself. Because it isn't stepping up. It's looking for the easy way out.
So. I don't know if I can agree with that, because I know a number of people who with autoimmune diseases who are absolutely living their truth. Absolutely living their truth.
At one level, yes. At one level, yes. However, our lives don't lie. Our lives show us exactly what our vibrations are in any moment. Very few people have a soul plan that demands that they be chronically ill. Their soul plans present the triggering event, but then it's up to us to figure it out and respond. And then diseases and disharmonies resolve. They do. They do. Now, I speak from the perspective of personal experience as well as from a therapist, a therapeutic standpoint, and I've had my therapeutic practice for 13 or 14 years now, and that came on the tail end of my own autoimmune disorder.
Uh-huh.
I was disabled. I was sick for 7 years, very ill for 2 years, disabled for 2 years. So I speak from personal experience here, and I'm not looking down my nose at these people who are stuck in that hell, because it's a hell.
Well, it's got to be. I know that Jean Achterberg, who was one of the parents of modern-day imagery, uses the idea of, again, from a psychological perspective, how, for autoimmune diseases, how have I failed to recognize myself?
Yes, that's it.
Have I failed to recognize myself, and what do I need to do to recognize myself?
Right. And so now I want to say, you're saying that you're looking to your souls as your cells as your guide, your body as your guide. And here's the thing, sometimes the body doesn't know. Sometimes we don't know. You see, that is why we have our guides.
Everybody has them. They're those wise, loving beings that are connected with us, know everything about us, love us unconditionally. And their only function, they don't have any other axe to grind in their interaction with us. Their function in our lives is to help us live our soul plan.
Mm. Well, that's more an exploration I need in my own life.
Everybody needs this. Everybody needs this. So, these questions, how have I lost myself? How do I need to recognize myself? Sometimes we don't know, you see? And so people can go around and around, and they're deeply seeking, and they're suffering, so they're motivated. Those people you're talking about, they're suffering, they're motivated, and they're good people, and they want to know. They're just missing that one little connection, you see? To the this higher dimension beings who know the answers.
Well, as you were saying, it's likely the reason, one of the reasons we get ill.
Oh, it is
to force us. I mean, people don't take staying healthy groups. They take, how do I get better from my illness? That's what that's what motivates people, unfortunately.
It's true. I call it the concrete block over the head. People jump when the concrete block hits them on the head.
Exactly. Okay. Now what? Now you have to do something.
That's right. And car accidents are common, and then people have chronic pain from car accidents, mm-hmm. and all it is the wake-up call. I believe that we're coming up on a break again. So, friends, in just a minute, we're going to a break. You're here listening to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. I'm Lynn McGonigal, your host. I'm the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, a system of angelically guided energy healing for soul purpose. And I'm here today with our guest, Dr. Sandra Barrett. You can find out about Sandra and her work at her website, sandrabarrett.com, SONDRABARRETT.com. And of course, you can find out about the Lightworkers Healing Method at lightworkersmethod.com. Friends, you can be who your soul wants you to be. You can do it. You can do it. Listen to your body. Listen to your guides. And in just a few minutes, we'll be back for more with Dr. Sandra Barrett.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough?
Money makes us react. It has a way of eliciting an immediate response. From our home life to our own business environment, money is usually front and center. For CPA Jane Honick and psychotherapist Spencer Melnick, the debate is not about what you do with your money. It's about how you feel, react, and interact when it comes to money. Join us at 6 p.m. on the fourth Sunday of every month to explore the money dynamic, part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Are you seeking solutions to creating the life of your dreams? You can have it all. Join Brenda Pierce and guests as we break the blocks holding you back from living your fullest life of wealth, wellness, abundance, and joy. Sign up for newsletters and interesting articles, including the life-changing Telesummit series, Healthy Wealthy Evolution, at healthywealthyevolution.com. Together, we can evolve into our fullest life experience.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bovee on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Are you a healing practitioner or a serious spiritual seeker? Do you want to be who your soul wants you to be and help others do the same? You can learn angelically guided energy healing with the Lightworkers Healing Method. Because its goal is to align us with our soul's life purpose, LHM is both a healing system and a spiritual growth vehicle. You can return to your natural state of joy and fulfillment and help others do the same. It's a skill, not a gift, and nothing is off limits. Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Come to LightworkersMethod.com as taught at Kripalu and the Institute of Noetic Sciences. Course credits are available.
Join us every second Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, for the Nurturing Intuitive Children with Dr. Nikki Show, where you'll discover holistic strategies and techniques that support intuitive and empathic children in our homes, in schools, and in healthcare. Through our panel of distinguished guests, you'll receive parenting tips, education strategies, and holistic health solutions that'll help you improve the lives of these magnificent children and help their inner light shine even more brightly on the planet. Our program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Change in life can be a peaceful evolution. Join Brenda Pierce and guests on the Healthy Wealthy Evolution Show, where you'll receive solutions to wealth, wellness, and joy. The Healthy Wealthy Evolution Show is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network and heard every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on 1510 AM NBC Sports Radio Boston and syndicated on the Dream Vision 7 radio network worldwide.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast here at 1510 AM, NBC Sports Radio Boston. I'm Lynn McGonigal, host of Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. And we're here today with Dr. Sandra Barrett, and we're talking about cells, how cells express truth, how truth intersects with living our soul plan, how we can bring illness on ourselves, not intentionally, obviously, but then bring healing on its heels. You see how we can respond to the situations of life and move beyond that. So Sandra and I both have an interest in the new frontiers of research in this realm of science and spirituality and where they intersect. And so, Sandra, I'd like to talk specifically about a couple of concepts that have occurred over and over again in the classes that I teach with regard to cellular healing, molecular healing, and atomic healing, and also to genetic healing. So in cellular healing, over and over again, my teachers, the ones without bodies, emphasize how what we're actually looking for are the places where beliefs are stored. And they emphasize that the beliefs are stored in the in-between spaces. They're stored in, for example, the interstitial fluid, you know, the spaces between the organs. They're stored in the cytoplasm, the quote, less important parts of the cells, you know, the goo, the jelly of the cells. And they're stored in DNA. They're stored in those blank spaces, the dark matter of DNA. Beliefs. We know our beliefs create our reality, right?
Part of our reality, for sure. Yeah, part of our reality. So you're asking, what is biology? Where is cellular healing?
No. I'm asking, how can we measure this?
How can we measure it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's,
How can we find the beliefs? Because they're there. I know they're there. And there's got to be a way to measure it.
Well, there are a couple of places that are starting to study consciousness. I know that Deepak Chopra is studying consciousness down at his institute in San Diego. Last week I just heard that Stanford University is setting up a whole consciousness research, which is, to me, consciousness is one of the ways, how do we hold our beliefs and how do they affect us. And the other place is Noetic Sciences Institute, that also has been researching consciousness for decades. In fact, I'm doing a workshop with them in August to look at cell healing, if you will. And so are beliefs held within the stuff of our cells or the stuff of our DNA?
Oh, absolutely they are. Now the question is how to prove it.
I don't know that that's provable, just like I don't know if we can prove God.
We can prove God, too.
All we can do, from my perspective, is what's the experience that an individual can have that when they shift their beliefs or they shift their attitudes and shift their behaviors, that they experience a higher level of healing. Every individual is different. Beliefs are in the unconscious realm that's much harder to measure. Again, working with the spirit realm, that's very different. That's going to be, in my lifetime anyway, almost impossible to measure.
Harder to measure isn't the same as impossible to measure. Harder to measure is just harder to measure. We can find a way. We can do it. We can do it.
Well, I think before there's proofs, people need to find ways to shift their beliefs without external proving, for me, from my perspective.
People have a hard time doing that. Have you
noticed? Of course they do. Of course they do.
But so wouldn't it be helpful if we could help them prove it?
Helping them prove it and helping them shift their beliefs, as you know, isn't always easy.
I hear you.
So if I need proof to shift my belief, I'm going to wait till someone proves it to me rather than, again, I come from a more simplistic perspective. What? Yes, I would like external guides, internal guides to help me shift the energy of my beliefs. I need to do whatever it takes to make that happen. Will I wait for science? No.
Right. I'm not waiting for science either.
Yeah.
And many of us aren't waiting for science. Many of us are moving forward. But we have to recognize that shifting the mainstream is also important. To change planetarily, to really make a difference in the world, we have to start shifting the mainstream. And the mainstream wants proof. They do.
Well, having worked in mainstream medicine for decades, the reality is it was just a little more than a decade ago that the mind was included. Come on, that's a reality. There was no mind-body. Everything was body. There, nutrition wasn't part of. And what you ate was just sort of incidental. So if we look at mainstream medicine, which is going to do the research primarily, maybe not doing the research,
right.
It's going to be a long way for them to change their perspective. One, unless there's something that's patentable.
Ooh, that's an excellent point. If there's no money in it, they're not into it.
There's no money in it, they're not going to do it. If there's not a machine that's going to change your beliefs, I see that around, nutrition. It's one thing to say omega-3s are good for improving the flexibility of your cells, but unless it's some kind of patentable food, it's going to be really hard to do that kind of research. So, where's the money underlying this kind of research? It's, it's rich entrepreneurs, or institutes that are willing to say there's something real about consciousness. Some scientists at the University of Arizona are saying consciousness is really held in the cytoskeleton, in the innards of the cell, if you will,
yeah,
the strings in the cell.
That's where the beliefs are.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep. Measuring it, what Stuart Hameroff was able to show is, well, we can freeze part of the cytoskeleton, we can freeze the microtubules with anesthesia, and so the person isn't conscious then when they're under anesthesia. So we've seen that locking some of the cytoskeleton, they're not conscious, but all their beliefs are still there.
Yeah.
How do we measure that?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like it's a. I'm glad I'm not wanting to do that kind of research because I believe it comes down to the physical and the energetic, the nano level, beyond the quantum level.
And it is at the nano level. I completely agree. And you touch on it. You're glad you're not drawn to that because you have your work in the world, and maybe you're already doing maybe you're already living to your highest purpose. And so you're living to your highest purpose. I'm doing my best to live to mine.
Right.
I don't claim that I am, but I'm doing my best. And so as we each step into whatever it is we're supposed to do, the world begins to work. And Sandra, I wish I had another hour with you, but unfortunately we're going to have to start to head toward the door. It's like, now look around for the jacket and the purse. So, friends who are listening with us, I hope you've enjoyed our soul today, soul plans in the cells, or however you want to put this. But we were here with Dr. Sandra Barrett here on Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. You can find out about Sandra at her website, sandrabarrett.com, sandrabarrett.com. And friends, I want to tell you that, you know, I'm the teacher, the teaching channel. I'm not the teacher. I'm the channel for the teachers of the Lightworkers Healing Method. It's a channeled system of healing for soul purpose. And we have our entry-level classes only offered 3 times a year. It's coming up in Boston and also by webinar August 24th and 25th. This is the last chance till January to enter our program. Now, in January, we're teaching again at Kripalu, and we have our week-long intensive that we had there last year as well. But this is a way to get started now, and it's in Boston, and this is the only time in the next year this entry-level class will be in the Boston area. So, friends, go to our website, lightworkersmethod.com. lightworkersmethod.com. There are free introductory classes, an 80-minute class you can take for free, and lots of freely shared learning resources, and we invite you to join us. Now, friends, next month on Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be, we're going to be talking with Gavin Harrison, who's recipient of the Dalai Lama's Unsung Hero of Compassion Award. Does he sound like a great person or what? And we're going to be talking with Gavin about his life and his work, quite obviously. Friends, I want to just remind you of something. We can do it. We've all come here with a purpose. We have enough to be who our souls want us to be. We are enough to live the lives we came here to live. We can do it, friends, by working together, everybody living our own soul plan. We can change the world. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for tuning in to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, and her wonderful guests. We're proud to be a part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and glad to have you with us. Please join us every second Sunday at 6 p.m. and then come to lightworkersmethod.com for many freely shared learning resources. As we each do our part, the world transforms. And hasn't your soul already waited long enough?